This is a HeadGum Original.
What is this, a new If I Were You podcast? Well, kind of. These are episodes that we're living behind our Patreon for the last 5 years, and we figured, why not release some of the best ones onto this feed to reward those of you that never gave up, that never unsubscribed? So please enjoy this classic episode of If I Were You, recorded at our old studio in 2018. Bingo, bango! Welcome to the show, folks! Let's try one with a different catchphrase.
You're trying to what?
Do a catchphrase at the top. Like, every show that's good has, like, a thing.
Okay, well, we have a show that's bad now because of your catchphrase. Bingo, bango.
All right, check this one out.
Okay.
It's about to get wet in here.
Ew.
You're listening.
Why?
All right. Give me one more. Let's get cum drunk.
No. Let's get cum. It's getting gross. Let me do one. Just right. You're overthinking it.
Just think about what would work on a t-shirt.
Right.
Arr, you sissy fuckers. Let's walk the plank together. Yarr.
That's the shirt. Arr, you sissy fuckers, which is, you know, offensive.
You said like cum dropping or something.
Cum drunk.
Cum drunk?
Yeah.
I don't want to do... Okay, I'll do one more.
Pirates are pretty hacky, yeah, too.
I don't want to not do... Won't do the pirate Just thing.
Try to do like three words, boom, big black letters on a shirt. Okay. We can sell it.
I want to fuck your butt.
So it's like a gay Dracula.
That's a gay. You have anal sex with somebody that's the opposite sex too.
All right, so it's anal Dracula.
Anal Dracula.
No vampires, no pirates. Just be you. What would you say? Ready?
Yeah. Semen shower time.
That's almost as bad as what you got mad at me for.
Well, that's because it's not what's on my head. You do one. Fucking up. I can't think of any. You go back.
All right. It,
man.
Christ. Who's ready for rice?
Oh, my. Why? It's like an owl that likes.
It's like a non-offensive sort of. A warm little help. Like, if you know when you get, like, a stomach ache.
Yeah.
And you're like
who's ready for rice? Like, that doesn't get people amped to listen to a podcast.
All right. One more for you.
Okay.
Hey, I'm your mother. You've been a naughty boy.
The hell is that?
I was just, like, trying to think of, like, positive things that were like nice.
What, like an old British grandmother looking to spank you?
But then you're like looking at me like I'm a fucking psycho. So I was like,
it was weird.
Something else.
That was in you. That was in your brain, and it came out.
Yeah, just, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Spank you?
I didn't say spank you.
What did you say?
You've been a naughty boy.
Yeah, that's.
I just thought it was interesting.
All right, give me one more.
Okay, go ahead.
You never shine if you don't grow.
It's just like a song, like the middle of a song. It's like the second line in a verse of an old bad song.
All right, you give me one more, but then we really have to just lock one down and move on.
Well, I don't want to just like, I'll only give you one more, but if it's not perfect, we should like really workshop this. But I think I have something. Because it can't be just a song. It has to be original. Sorry.
What?
I'm just saying it can't be like biting off a Smash Mouth song.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got it. Okay.
Any rice?
What the fuck was that? What was that?
It's doing like a cat, like a kitten, like we have, like having a mascot. That's kind of original.
Okay, I don't hate the mascot, but let me workshop it.
Okay, if you like, yeah, if you like the mascot.
Hey, Meow, you're a rice star.
I feel like we're getting somewhere. We're like close to cracking this, because now it's like a little bit of a parody. Like, hey, Meow, you're a rice star. So it's like a cat. Smash Mouth, and then also a callback to all the rice stuff,
right? Which I think landed.
Yeah,
the rice stuff worked, just not right in the way that I was doing it. No,
I think it's good. I just think it needs a little bit more. I think I got it.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Hey, Meow, you're a rice star. Get your rice. Get rice.
What'd you change?
I didn't change anything. I left.
You just extended it.
I extended it because I thought it was perfect.
So like, now it's a cat saying,
"Hey, Meow,
you're a rice star. Get your
rice on, Meow, rice."
Okay, I just have one little thing, and then I think we're good. Ready? Yeah.
Hey, Meow, you're a rice star. Get your grr. Get Meow rice.
Nice. So I could see that you added like a little bit of a cat pirate thing.
Yeah, I borrowed the pirate thing, which I thought we dug.
Meow, matey.
Yeah, so it's a cat pirate.
Yeah.
And it's, hey, Meow, you're a cat star. Get your rice on. Meow rice.
Okay, sweet.
Then we could just use that.
Yeah, I think we use that. Do you want to do any like cum stuff with that?
That's a good question.
Because I know that was like sort of a theme for a little bit. If we wanted to do any,
we can leave "Let's Get Cum Drunk" for the way end.
Okay,
like as a
as like the meow as like the cat.
Okay,
the cat mascot comes back and it's like, meow, when I get cum drunk.
That's good. Yeah, exactly.
All right, cool.
All right, so let's just start from the top.
Okay.
And we can both do it at the same time, so it's like...
Yeah.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted
obviously
by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
Yeah. Let us know what you think about the
We workshopped it for such a long time that I would be surprised if anyone had
a note.
Notes.
Or maybe they would like have like, I like it, but, or like, this is good, but
I mean,
maybe.
If you have, I don't want to hear any notes. If you have feedback, I'm down
positive
to listen. If you have positive feedback...
We can just say feedback, and then it'll probably be positive.
If you have feedback, sound off in the comment section. Make sure it's positive. Make sure it's nice and supportive. I just don't want any, like...
Tweaks.
Yeah.
Even, like, a minor adjustment.
Even a suggestion would, like, really rub me the wrong way, because I feel like you don't fine-tune something and then have somebody be like, oh, that was a little off. You're like,
yeah.
Because, yeah.
If something's a masterpiece, you don't want like a moron to be like,
right,
actually, why don't, like, no, I can try to different...
The Sistine Chapel's great. I just have one note. Like, the fingers should actually be touching.
Yeah. Who are you?
Why?
And why are you talking to us?
Oh, the Mona Lisa. I really like it. Beethoven's Fifth is perfect except for one little thing.
Yeah. Can we make her not smile?
Yeah.
That'll be different. Wouldn't it be better?
Right.
Yeah. So this is an advice show, basically. We're two pretty smart guys. And we're in charge of telling people how it is, what to do, and what to say.
Meow.
Exactly. So these are questions that we received. As always, real questions, real people. We usually just do this as an audio-only podcast. But because we want to get a little spicy.
Yeah. You're paying for the cat shit.
Then you're going to be getting a bonus video ad-free Thursday episode every week on this Patreon.
Yeah. There's also an audio version of this.
I like that.
Yeah.
I actually really like that.
Yeah.
So this question is from a dude who's a little scared.
Scared
guy. What can we call
Shaggy
scared
dude?
Scared guy. Shaggy.
Shaggy's Zoinks. Hey, Scoob. What do you think?
Enough.
Zoinks, Scoob. No. Oh, Scoob.
Great.
Wow.
The cat stuff is good enough. You don't have to, like, zoinks it up. Everything doesn't have to be a voice.
I was doing, this is so unrelated to the cats. I was just doing a Shaggy impression because I said Shaggy, that's all.
That's funny.
It wasn't me. Another Shaggy impression. Like, now it's, forget it.
Anyway. What would Shaggy from Scooby-Doo sound like if he sang that song?
It wasn't me, Scoob.
That's good.
Zoinks.
That's nice. Here. Let me get that real
That's
quick.
A switchblade.
My girlfriend and I have been going out for a couple years, writes Shaggy.
Okay.
She lives at home and so do I, and it will stay that way for the foreseeable future.
Okay.
Recently, my girlfriend's family bought a house and I helped them move in and build the furniture and all that.
Wow.
Anyway, things were going pretty well until they decided to get home security. Today I went over there and her dad installed a motion detecting camera on the front door, which records every time someone enters or leaves. Okay. To make matters worse, he installed a camera inside their kitchen, which can see the entire room and possibly records audio. He can view footage from the camera on his phone. And this evening, he texted my girlfriend when he saw me filling up a glass of water from fridge while he was at work. I don't feel comfortable in this new house, and I feel paranoid that I'm always being watched or listened to. He said the light on the camera is green when someone is watching, but it was green the entire time I was there. How can I continue to seize the cheese without being caught by this mousetrap man? Have you ever heard of someone putting a camera inside the house? What's the point?
I guess to do exactly what he did.
Yeah,
you rarely hear. To stop someone from fucking his daughter?
You rarely hear about the inward pointing ring. You want to see the intruders, but once they're in the house, they sort of have fart blanche access to every room.
There are cameras that are inside the house. Like for,
nanny cams.
Yeah, nanny cams for pets and stuff. Those definitely exist.
So this guy.
Yeah, that is. It's so unsettling. I don't like it either.
Yeah, but what could you do? Like,
I mean, you can't do anything. This is his house.
You built the furniture, though.
Which was a detail that he only threw in, I guess, just to brag a little bit, right? There wasn't really a point.
I helped him
build the furniture.
There should be enough cameras and stuff with all the angles, but with a blind spot, this cone in the middle of the room that he can sort of do whatever he wants in.
Right.
That's off camera.
He probably can sneak in past this camera, but the risk is, like, once you have one camera, you're like, I don't know where the other ones are.
Yeah.
Like, this place is probably bugged.
Did you ever sneak, like, do that in high school, like the sneaking
in? Oh, yeah.
Is that because it was, like, a school night and you weren't supposed to be there? Or, like, you weren't supposed to be there at all, regardless of the time of day?
I guess it was, like, I did the sneaking, like, it's the middle of the night. I'm having friends sleep over. Somebody else is having friends sleep over. Let's all sneak together and, like, we'll hang out and people will hook up. That kind of thing. Like, or I guess I would like sneak over to a girl's house every once in a while too.
But
sneaking out and meeting up? That was what I would do in the middle of the night on the weekends.
Middle of the night? Like, what time was it?
It's like 1 or 2 a.m.
Jesus, that's really late.
I mean, not when you're a kid.
Like, you sneak out at 2. What do you go back to your mom's house at like 6 in the morning?
Yeah, like as the sun's coming up, like 5:30.
And then like they're like, hey. Why are you fucking dead tired until 2 in the afternoon, or are they waking you up?
I feel like you sleep, when you have a sleepover, you probably sleep until like 11 or noon, then you wake up and you're kind of tired, but you're a teenager, so you're always a little tired and cranky.
Do you think your parents knew that you were sneaking out?
Yeah, I got caught a couple times. I don't think they ever knew. They would, but they, like, the thing with cameras, like,
yeah, would this change the game? Would they just like, yeah, I see. Yeah, there's a motion alarm at 3, 5, and 7 a.m.
Yeah, like my parents just would, like, if I snuck out, they didn't even really, they would be like, hey, you like snuck out of the house last night. And I'd be like, no, I didn't. And there were times when they were like, you snuck out of the house. And I said, I didn't. And I actually didn't.
So they would bluff sometimes too.
If they just woke up in the middle of the night, they're like, I think Jake maybe snuck out, or maybe that was the cat. But like a camera is really. The proof's in the pudding.
Yeah, they have video evidence of you.
You never did that, huh?
No.
You didn't sneak around.
God, no. I would be home. curfew, of course. Not too late.
Did you have a curfew?
Not officially, but I would probably always be home around midnight or one.
Yeah.
At the latest. Yeah. Otherwise, my mom would be worried sick of me. They're not just sleeping while I'm out and about. They're waiting up.
Do they wait up? My parents were fast asleep when I got home, always.
They were asleep, but then like by the time I got upstairs, it would be like awake, half asleep.
Asking you.
Where were you?
Right.
Et cetera.
Yeah, my parents had too many kids to give a shit.
Yeah, when you have six kids, one of them sneaking out.
Yeah, all
it's
the
almost
time.
Good for business.
Yeah, it's great. I had a lot of cover.
You want to weed out, like it's almost like Darwinian. Like if one of them goes bye-bye forever, that's the one that shouldn't be part of the clan.
Jesus. I guess that's why they gave me such a long leash. They were always hoping I wasn't going to come home.
You can sneak out forever.
Yeah.
We'll just lock the
That'll
door behind
you. That'll save Dad
you.
And I a lot of cash, actually.
Can you take literally any one of your siblings? Four is a lot still left over. Ideal, really. So what can this guy do? He can't do anything, right?
You have the girlfriend to your house. I mean, you can say, like, the camera makes me uncomfortable. I'm not going to come over anymore. And the dad will probably be like, good riddance to you.
Yeah, because why would it make you uncomfortable if you weren't doing anything bad?
Right. Like, it's his house. It's his camera. He's going to watch it whenever he wants. You'll be seen drinking water in the living room. That's just the new reality, sadly.
Constantly staring at you, big brother. Yeah.
But maybe you can make him feel guilty enough that he like gets rid of the camera. Or maybe he'll get bored with the camera if you stop going over. He'll be like, oh, we don't really need this camera.
That's cool.
Whatever this guy's name was, stop coming around so much.
Yeah.
Shaggy. He's not around.
Maybe Mission Impossible, cover the cameras when you walk in, like you're casing the joint.
Or Speed Style, replace the video.
Oh, a video on a loop. So you're fucking the daughter in the living room, but all he sees is you getting water every 20 minutes.
What you need is a photo of the living room. Mm-hmm. And then just really, then you sneak in behind the camera, put down the photo of the living room.
Hopefully he's not
just,
watching.
Yeah, it just looks, if he's not watching in that second, because he hasn't seen you like come in on the porch.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, so here's what you do. You go to the porch.
You get an
ring
iPad.
The doorbell.
Yeah.
No one's home. So you leave. And then he's like, oh, okay. So-and-so, Shaggy stopped by.
Yeah.
Now he's gone. Then you sneak in the back.
Okay.
Photo of the living room. Because now he's seen you arrive and leave. He's not expecting you to be there. Then you and your girlfriend have sex. Then you remove... You remove the photo of the living room. Stick
the dad's home the entire time. Yeah, I'm reading a newspaper. I saw all that.
You had sex in. On top of me.
But there's a really... It's a black and white photo, by the way. My cameras are in color.
It's a living room from Bob's Discount Furniture.
Of course I would
it's
know.
It's just a showroom. It says the price of the couch in the corner.
I'm calling 911.
You're
breaking and entering. All right, so the most you could do is say, I'm uncomfortable, but you can't do anything about it. Ultimately, this is their house, their rules.
Correct.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
non-movement
movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. All right. This is a question from a rock climbing dude.
Ooh. Should we call him Honnold?
That's cool. Did you ever watch that movie, Free Solo?
I've seen it. Yes, of course.
I know you're a little late to the game. How was it as good as people say?
You didn't see it?
No.
Wow.
You would love it. I watched the first half on my iWatch.
You would love it.
When I was on a plane and it was sort of boring to me.
Jesus Christ. We should watch it together. I'll come over tonight.
You don't have to.
No, I'll sleep over. It'll be nice.
You just need a place to sleep.
I don't even have to watch the movie if you don't want to watch the movie. If that's what's not letting you have me sleep over, I don't care about the film. I've never seen it either.
I know you don't care.
I just need to crash.
You need a house, yeah.
Yeah.
I installed a security camera. I'll know if you're breaking into the
house.
I've
been there for a week and a half, so you know that, right?
There's a dummy office that you've been sleeping in. All right. Honnold writes, I'm a 20-year-old male in the States. I've been rock climbing for 6 years, and I love the sport.
Nice.
I have quite an unusual problem regarding my climbing buddy. About 3 or 4 years ago, when I was a junior in high school, one of my friends introduced me to his girlfriend, who was also big into rock climbing, saying that we should climb together so that neither of us would go alone. We did this, and we grew to be good friends. For 3 years, almost whenever we were both in town, we would go climbing together, and everything was great. It wasn't anything of a romantic or sexual relationship, purely platonic. We grew to be great friends, but this is where it gets shifty. When my climbing partner went away to college, she came back with a 27-year-old boyfriend. Now I'm all here for her finding a good relationship because she's a good friend and I want her to be happy. The problem is he's super controlling. He won't let her go climbing with me anymore unless he comes with. He even DM'd me on Instagram a few weeks back saying I should stop talking to her, that she doesn't want to climb with me anymore, and this was all her decision. Obviously, none of this is true, and upon confronting her about it, she just kind of dodged the problem, saying, yeah, I know, I'm trying to get him to understand, but he just won't. I even agreed to meet him in person after all this mess in hopes that he would just see me like an innocent friend trying to get shredded at climbing. But today I got another text from her saying that we can't climb together unless he's there too. What do I do? This is insane, right?
That is insane.
Why is she protecting him?
But it's also like... I feel like him getting involved is just heightening the insanity. You kind of have to just be like, if that's your shit, then that's going to be your shit, and I'm not going to deal with it at all.
Right.
Like, it almost, like...
But he's a good friend.
Right.
So you just want to just like, all right, good luck with this crazy person.
Right. But I think, I feel like you have to have like a serious exit interview. You can't like stay in there and try to break them up because then it becomes like a self-fulfilling prophecy or something.
Oh, that's good. Because he's like, see, now he's like saying we shouldn't be together because I'm crazy.
Right.
He's the crazy one.
It doesn't help that you're probably fucking ripped. Starting climbing at 16.
Yeah, guy's 280 pounds, soft and pale. I'll go climbing with your asses. How hard can it be?
Breaks the wall.
I hurt my calf.
I feel like all you can do is just be like, that's insane. If he has to be there chaperoning our climbing, I don't want to climb with you. Ask any of your friends if this is normal. And if they agree with you, then more power to them. But like, I have nothing to do.
Yeah, it has to be like a third party arbiter being like, this is not just me saying it's crazy. You can ask any one of your friends. They'll all agree with me. I swear.
They will. Everybody will agree with you that you... As a 20-something.
He's only 20. This guy's 27.
Yeah. So if you're 20, you do not need a 27-year-old chaperone to hang out with your friends. You never should be in a relationship where the other person is so controlling that they're convinced you will cheat on them as soon as you're left alone with someone of the opposite sex. That's just not a place where you should be. But if you have a friend that is with somebody like that, it's like... All you can do is I just say something before you leave, but then leave. Because then, like, maybe that person will say, like, oh, I see all of my relationships have deteriorated. And I think that's because of this one guy.
Yeah.
Like, breaking up with a boyfriend has to be something that she decides to do. It can't be something that you decide to do for her.
Hopefully, this seems like a type of relationship that isn't long for this world.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the stress fractures on it already. This guy's not going to be able to go to every single climbing engagement, can he?
Let alone every other engagement.
Yeah.
Because climbing is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Soon it'll be like, wait, you're going to class? There's 400 dudes there.
Did you get that coffee at a Starbucks? Well, was the barista a guy?
Yeah.
And was there a guy in the parking lot at Starbucks?
Probably. I didn't know.
Okay, so you cheated on me, babe.
So we should break up?
No, I just have to come with you and be with you all the time so it doesn't happen again.
I got to dig my heels in deeper. Deeper still.
Can we get a baby Bjorn that's adult male size for you to wear, for me to be on?
Put this Ring camera on your chest. That way it's a motion alarm for anybody that walks up to you.
This one facing out, this one facing in.
Just in so case a guy's inside you. All right, two guys, both controlling, both jealous. One's a father, more forgivable. One's a creepy boyfriend. You don't want to hang around that.
Right. And the first boyfriend is normal, we should say. He's not creepy.
Yeah.
The second one's the creepy boyfriend.
Then we agree.
Yeah. Lots of, all right, cool.
All right, sweet. Thank you guys so much for watching. What was the end catchphrase that we wanted to just sort of put in occasionally?
Oh, it was like the cum drunk.
But as a cat,
yeah.
Right?
Meow. Yeah, right. So just like meow, let's get cum drunk.
Like, all right, how much time do we have left? Oh.
Meow, let's get cum drunk.
Oh, I guess that's it. Yeah, now we're out of time.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for watching. New If I Reuse every Monday on our podcast feed. New bonus video Thursday episodes every week on our Patreon. Thank you for your support. Let us know what you think about the catchphrase.
As long as it's positive.
Yeah, as long as it's positive.
Catch.
With a capitals. Yeah, C-A-T.
Catchphrase.
Nice. Maybe we can sell like aprons or some sort of merch around it.
Or like a pocket tee with a little cat inside.
Yeah, and then on the pocket it would say,
meow, let's get cum drunk.
Yar. Hiss. That's really good.
Nice.
See you next week, everybody.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nili Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.